in to everybody in our verse. He even told them the Bible is a cold mutter. He says, if it's Makalkei Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, everyone says it's the letter. She'ein lecho Makalkei Chayiv, eloch el veri mavir. Because the only Makalkei that is Chayiv is only where he makes the wood or he makes the fire, aliba to Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon. V'hochi lav chovelu, that yeah, it's not speaking about chovel, to the intim salova da mitzah fokin boil of the otter. We are speaking about da mitzah fokin, where the eater is binyan and it is not chovel. You take it just from there. It works out very, very nicely. The whole thing works out very, very nicely. It's like a trust, like a...
Jigsaw puzzle.
The whole thing works out very, very nicely. The only thing is now, nothing is ever understood until you discover it on your own. If it explained to you, you never understand. Now the only way is that we are going to sit down now. We're going to sit down now. I don't mean now at this particular moment, but we are going to sit down and we are going to go over it together. That is, each one of you is going to be working with your companion, that you are going to say it. Sol is going to help me, Sol is going to help me. I'm going to help you. Sol is going to help you, Sol is going to help you. So you have three people, you sit and you work and we go down and we help you. Just the two of you see that you know it. See that you know it and go through it by next week. All right, I don't want to test you anymore. Don't want to text you anymore. In fact, we've still got a few minutes before we got the diary. Those who could be so holy tonight, the night involved. The next 9.5 days are not getting children days. Well, it's that we can know why. Because it's a period of peace morning.
Is that include or exclude Shabbos?
Excluding Shabbos. Shabbos, you can have meat, and on Shabbos you can have wine, excluding Shabbos. And we don't launder our clothes, so we don't send our boots to start.
What?
I beg your pardon?
One more time? We don't launder our clothes, we send our suits to the director.
That means during the 9 days.
Well, what about the case of Parnassa?
If you've got a laundry, then you will.
No. you're misunderstanding. If I've got to go on interviews and my suits are filthy, then do I have the option of laundering my suits?
You should have seen to that before.
Too late.
You should have seen to it before. Anyway,
thank goodness I got everything taken care of.
I just want to hear it apropos of that. I want to tell you something that I was doing this evening with my people in San Jose. I went to the Guinea. I was just about to do Shiva's in the Tammuz, we did it 3 weeks. And then we've done the 9 days, and I've got them as far as next week with Ere Tishabov. But I had to tell them something today. They were asking me a lot of questions. First of all, you've got to remember that in all these laws with regard to the 9 days, there are different laws for women than there are for men. For the simple reason that we need for hygiene of a woman are different than the means for a man. And that applies even to the women in California. Every woman is like that. She's different from a man. And therefore the deen also makes allowances for that. So there are certain things that are allowed for a woman that are not allowed for a man. One thing is not. Another thing that I've got to tell you. There was once a very well, had a very good student who was very well versed in Gemara. He was very well versed in the four parts of the Shulchan Aruch. The four parts of the Shulchan Aruch are the Torah Chaim. The first part deals with Tefillin, Tzitzis, Shabbos, Yom Tov, everyday needs, prayer. The second part of the Shulchan Aruch is called the Yevadeya, that deals with laws of different food, things like that. The third part, Shechita, third part of the Yeradeya, deals with Persian Mishpot, and that is civil law, a little bit of criminal law, a little bit of criminal law, civil law. And the fourth part of the Persian Mishpot, the fourth part of the Shulchan Aruch, that deals with laws of women, marriage, civil, easy. Those are the four parts of the Shulchan Aruch.
What's the problem?
Ebn or Ezer.
heaven or Aether.
Heaven or Aether. Those are the four parts of it. So this very knowledgeable Leviticus student, he wanted his Aether from a very outstanding role. Now the great Rabbani were very careful before they gave anybody smicha. So he examined him on the first part of Elohim, still excellent. He goes to Yeridea, even better. He goes to Choshen Mishpat, he examines him from Choshen Mishpat, passes. And he discusses with him, ages things in between, all sorts of things he asks him in between, make it a little bit lighter, a little bit more interesting. Comes to the last one, passes the last one quite well. And then the Lord says, come, we'll have something to eat, we'll have something to eat, so they discuss things, and finish the meeting again. So the Lord says, if you will excuse me now, I've got to attend to my work.
To the
what? To my work, says the Lord. So the very good student, the candidate, said, my speaker, I can't give you sin. He can't give you sin. You ask him all those questions. I knew all the four parts of the Shulchan Aruch. He said, yes, you knew all the four parts of the Shulchan Aruch. You failed in the fifth part. Fifth part. See, is that fifth part? He said, yes, there is a fifth part. What's the fifth part? Common sense.
Where did the test come in for common sense?
I'm giving it to you all the time. All the time I'm giving it to you. So you ask me a question, use your common sense also. That is a very, very important part to it. Please don't stretch them. Because the fifth part of commandment can't stretch very much.
Don't make it uncommon sense.
Common sense that you've got to understand. But common sense that you can work with it. Something that you can work with it is common sense. That is an important reason of believing. A very important idea. That means not against the deed. Nothing can be against the law. But you've got to know your law sufficiently well that you see it doesn't mean it makes sense all the time. As soon as it doesn't make good common sense. Of course, in your time. But if law must make common sense. Three more minutes actually. Anybody would like to ask any question? Apropos of what he's learning preparatory, yes, what do you want to ask him?
Just in the case where we talked about the case where somebody washes his hands outside over a bed of flowers.
Yes.
What if it would be raining at the same time?
Well, then he's not at the sick ratio, obviously he doesn't add anything to it. It's one thing.
Is that the case, Phil?
Well, There's another thing. What is it if it is somebody else's garden? He's not interested in that it should grow.
But it's still a secretion.
Well, the oral says it is mubutter. There is an authority in the region that says that it's mubutter. If it's not Michole, it's a secretion, but it doesn't mean anything to him. It doesn't affect him in any way. Really, there are lots and lots of degrees in it, and this makes it very fascinating.
Other than there would be other cases, then, for example, even with the Shimon of Yehuda, where the Ilan Yitzhalay, it could make a difference.
No, that you can't. Because there he's doing that malach. We're speaking about whether the result of it is. Azekin, that's quite right. Yes, it can be. We're only Rabbi Shimon. where Rabbi Shimon says it's also if it's a Pesik. Dovachem is covered his mutter, but if it's a Pesik Reish, it's also.
Right.
But if it's a Pesik Reish, then Onicholei, he would, according to one authority, he would still say that's mutter. The Oroch says it's mutter, yes. Now, I'll just explain that to you. Not fish is permitted. What is permitted is what is not permitted is it's both meat and chicken. But let us say a person is weak. He hasn't got the strength and he needs this. He can eat preferably chicken. If chicken is not good enough, then he must have meat. But preferably chicken. There's another thing I want to say to you, and it's worthwhile knowing this because there are a lot of confusion. They speak about the minog. Now, people speak deliberately about minog, and that is the danger of having a work like the Mishnah Brurah, of having it translated into English. I don't know who did it, and I don't know how it's been done, but it is. Minog, sometimes it says minog. The minog is to do it like that. So they translate, how do you translate minog?
That's not good.
So once you hear customers, they say, you haven't got that customer, that's terrible thing. A minog isn't a customer. A minog is, especially with the English word. Any lawyers?
Yes.
No.
A precedent.
You see, sometimes. A precedent. That is, a minog is a precedent. And a precedent isn't a custom. A precedent is, it's established already, this is a precedent. And this is established and accepted. That is what a minog is. So you've got to be very, very careful. To wear a white tie on Yom Kippur. It's not a minog, it's a custom. So if you don't wear a white tie, it's not considered. Not such a terrible thing. But when it says a minog, the Shulchan Aruch a minog people, that means a precedent. That type of minog will never bring down in the Shulchan Aruch. It's two speaking about minog in the Shulchan Aruch, it's a precedent. Then you've got to work with it as you work with the place, and it's all together. So you've got to be people. I hear people say it's only a minog. No such thing. If it's in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch calls it a minog, it means a place. Yes, Larry. For what? Not if they need it. Certainly not to a child up to the age of 12, and a girl and a boy in 13 or so. Then they've got to have it. I just want you to use there are certain things that you've got to know. The Yisroel Salanta was once walking in a street and he heard wailing screams. So he went in and knocked the door to the Friday night. He knocked at the door and a man came out. He said, what's the coming? He said, my wife is being birthed to a child. So he came and said, can I help you? What can you do? Let me come in. So he said, where's the hot water? So the man said, I'm waiting for the Gentile woman to come. I've sent for her and she's coming. He said, sent for her to come. Took off his jacket with the machine, rolled up the and said, where are the matches? And he took the matches and lit the fire himself, and the servant came in. He said, no, I'm doing it. Wouldn't let the servant do it. Wouldn't let the servant do it. He says, the deen says that for a woman in childbirth, you do this. You think I'm going to wait for the servant? And if the servant is there, you think I'm going to let her do it? I'll do it. That's a good shukhanorik. Where you use your common sense to understand the deen. The deen is it must be done. Not that it must be done by a goy, it must be done and you do it. That is the source of life. You follow, Larry? I'm just trying to explain to you something about the fifth Shulchan Aruch, which you never have on the shelf. The others we'll still have, we'll take out.
question. Maybe trivial, but does grape juice fall in the same category as wine during an idea?
Yes. Anything that you can make kiddish out of.
Okay.